We're on the bottom of Yudam Aleph. The Tanya Reb Shimon Omer, Minayin Shelo Yomer Adam Lashem Ola. He said that the reason that they were Masakein Kinuyim is because Korban is usually associated with Lashem. And we're afraid a person will say Lashem Korban and be Mafsik in between and end up saying Shem Shemayim Vatala. So that's what Reb Shimon said. Minayin Shelo Yomer Adam Lashem Ola, Lashem Mincha, Lashem Tod, Lashem Shlomim, Tamad Lomer, Korban Lashem. The Torah says, Korban Lashem. First you say Korban, so when you say the Shem Hashem, you've completed what you wanted to say. So there's no chance of saying it, the Shem Shemayim Levatola, by being interrupted in between. The Kal Vachomer, Umazesh Shlonis Kavan, Lahaskar Shem Shemayim La Korban, Omra Torah, Korban Lashem. Here, even if in the end, you just said Lashem, but you meant to say Lashem Korban. You didn't mean to say it Levatola. Right? Levatola, Alachas Kam Vakam. A person says Shem Shemayim Levatola, surely it's a very serious thing. Right? Rashi Minayin Shel Yomer Adam Lashem Ola, Dilma Omer Lashem, Velo Gomer Lidibur Zeh, Delo Omer Korban. The Komapik Shem Shemayim Levatola. We're afraid that maybe he'll say Lashem, and something will happen, he won't be able to finish. Ela Lechatchila Boy, Lememer Ola Vahadar Lashem. And some say that's the reason that the person who initiates a greeting says Shalom Aleichem, and the other person answers Aleichem Shalom, because the person who says Shalom is a Shem Hashem. So to initiate the greeting, it says that a person who's Magdim Shalom is Marichin Lo Yomav Ushinosav. So there's no little chance he's going to drop dead in the middle between the Shalom and the Aleichem. Right, because it's something that's marich yomah, but there's no haftach on the person who answers. So if he says shalom aleichem, he may be nifsek, may drop dead between the shalom and the aleichem, and end up saying shem shemayim vatola. So he says aleichem shalom, just like korban lashem instead of lashem korban. Okay, another reason they say, very simple reason, is because it's somebody who doesn't answer the greeting is a ganav. He's goes gzelus hadal. So if you hear somebody say Shalom Aleichem, you don't hear somebody answer, so it could be that he's not answering. It could be also that he was the one who said first. So in order to make it clear that if you hear somebody saying Aleichem Shalom, you know that he's answering and the other person already said it, so you're not choshed him that he's not answering. Okay. Lema Ketanoi. This machlokus, whether kinuyim are Lashon Nachrim, they're foreign languages, or their Lashono Shabodu the Chachomim, or their languages, the code words the Chachomim made up in order to avoid Shem Shemayim Levatol. Beshame Omrim, Kinuy Kinuyim Asurim. Kinuy Kinuyim are second removed. They're not the actual nicknames of Nidorim, but they're nicknames of nicknames. Beshil Omrim, Kinuy Kinuyim Mutorim. So Beishame says the Kinuye Kinuyim also create a nether, and Beis Hillel holds they don't. My lab, but Mandi Omer Kinuye Kinuyim Asurin, Kesover Kinuyim Loshin Umosein, right? That the Machlokas is where the source of Kinuyim are. If they're because they're foreign languages, so Kinuye Kinuyim are the slang of that language, or the, in every language there are also different dialects. Cockney, in English or whatever, so not everybody speaks like that, but there are dialects like that. That's called Kinuye Kinuyim, and those are also foreign languages. And the one who holds that they're Mutar, Beis Hillel, says that they're the code words that the Chachamim made up, and therefore they only made up these words. Anything similar to them is not part of what the Chachamim made up, and therefore they're meaningless. You didn't say a neder. Mercy's love. Tikule alma kinuyim loshen umosein. Everybody holds their foreign languages. Ubeishame savri bahani nami mishtoi umos. That even the dialects are considered part of the foreign language. Ubeishil savri bahani lo mishtoi umos. And Beishil says no. Even though there are people who have these dialects, that's not the main way that this language is spoken. Therefore, it's not considered a language. Another way of learning, Beishame Sabri, Gazrin, Kinuye Kinuyim, Mishum Kinuyim. Everybody holds Kinuye Kinuyim are not really no validity. Either because they hold that they're not considered because they hold that it's Lashon Shebadu Chachamim, and they only made these Lashonos and not others. But Beis Shammai hold that we're Gozer, Kinuye Kinuye Matu Kinuyim, because if people will see that Kinuye Kinuyim don't help, they'll think that Kinuyim don't help either. And Beis Hillel holds you don't make such a gzera. Rashi. Kinuye kinuyim asurim sheim nader b'kinuye kinuyim diksover kinuyim disnamas nisim lashon umosim umishim hachim kina b'lashon acher mahani lashon umos chashiv nami neder v'asir. These are also dialects of that foreign language that's called kinuye. They're also considered part of the foreign language. Ulamandi omer muter kisover lashon shebadu lem chachamim umishim hachim mutarim dahani hu debadu lem chachamim asurim avalim kina b'lashon acher lo badu lem chachamim mutarim. The chacham only made these lashonos asur and not anything just that's similar to it. Morris says no, everybody can hold that it's lashon umaha umos. Question is a dialect that's not spoken by most people considered a valid lashon? It's not considered a foreign language if most people don't pronounce it like that. So Rashi learns that we're still saying everybody holds its foreign languages, and everybody holds that a dialect is not considered a language. That the shaila is, do we make a gzeira? But other Rishonim learn it could be the other way. Now we don't have to say that everybody holds that it's Lashon Umos. It could be everybody holds it's Lashon Shebadu Chachamim. And definitely Mitzad Hadin, there's no reason why Kinuye Kinuyim should be Aser. Except it's Gzeira Atu Kinuyim. Okay. Hechidomi Kinuye Kinuyim Dinidorim. What is called Kinuye Kinuyim Dinidorim? The Mishnah said what Kinuyim are. What are Kinuye Kinuyim? Tani Rav Yosef. They're similar to konim and kinuach and kones, so but they're not exactly the same. So hechidami kinuye kinuyim decherim. What's kinuye kinuyim of decherim? Tani mifshaach harakim tani mifshaach mifshaach's name of a chacham. So mifshaach said harakim harachim harafim. Okay, the Bach change a little bit so it's more similar to the original ones. Tachrokim. Kinuye kinuyim dinaziros, Tani Rav Yosef, Mechazkino, Menazkino, Mathichno. Also similar to the kinuyim of Nazirus, Naziach, Pakiach, and so on. Okay. Iboilahu. Mifarzino, Mai. Misarzino, Mai. Misazino, Mai. Right, these are even farther removed. Are they considered kinuye kinuyim or not? Amar le Ravino Ravashi, kinma mai. Person said kinma. It sounds like konam. Is that kinuye kinuyim? Amar le Ravino Ravashi, kinma mai. Konam kamar. Is it a kinuye kinuyim of konam? Or dilma kinman besim kamar. It's a. He's talking about cinnamon. Right, it's not doing the darim altogether. Omer le Rav Acha b'Yid Rav Chiel Rav Ashi, kina mai. Is kina close enough to konam to be a lashon neder? Or kina shel tarnigolim komer, he meant of nest. Ol dima lashon de konam. Tiboy, Zimara says, what's it called? Teku. Remains a question. Rashi. Mekanchano mekansano. De konim konea kones. Hainu kinuyim atzman. Ava b'hai loshon mekanmeno, mekanchano, mekansano, hainu kinuye kinuyim. These are removed, they're dialects. According to what we're saying, that it's loshon shel umos. Tani mifsha shem chacham. Mifsha is the name of one of the chachamim. Charkaya, charkaya, kamol cherek, cherek. Right, similar to cherim. The kinuyim are cherek. And charkaya is a kinuye kinuyim. Mefachzino mai, misachzino mai, the mischale bimidnasino, mihavi kinui kinuim, I'll leave it demand the osa. Right, are these kinui kinuim, or these are even more removed? O dilma kinmin komar, the laf klumu. Right, that doesn't mean anything, it means he's talking about cinnamon. Okay. Kinuye kinuim de shvua hechidomi, what's the kinuye kinuim of shvua? Shvuel, Shavusiel Shekukiel. Where it says Shavuel, Shavuel ben Gershom Mashma, Shavuel, somebody's name. Right? Shavuel ben Gershom ben Moshe. So that's not a lashon of the chlal of Shavua. Ela Shavuvel, not Shavuel. Shavusiel Shekukiel Mahu. Omar Shmuel, Omar Ashiv Salomar Klum. Right, that's too far removed to be even considered kinuye kinuyim. Ashkika lo omar klum. Krinsha lo omar klum. Rashi. Shvul ben Gershom mashma. Dichsiv u shvul ben Gershom nogit ala otsros. And divrei ayomim. Velo mashma loshen shvua. Okay, so all these are not even considered kinuye kinuyim. What? No, because even though if he meant a nether, but you have to say it, and he didn't say it, right? If I say I want to make this bread like a table to me, right? Whatever, it doesn't make a difference. It's not, even though my intention was to make a nether, and I thought you would say table to make a nether, it's not a nether, because you need piva levo shoving. So it has to be some lotion of nether to be, even if you meant it, it doesn't make a difference. Okay, Nodr b'mohi harelu kinuyim. Learned yesterday, b'mohi has two pshatim. Rashi learns that b'mohi is mumosa. It has nothing to do with Moshe, but it has to do with mohi is a lashon of targum of shvua is a mumosa. Mume. So, if a person said, Nodr bimohi are ilukinuyim. Tanya Shimon Leonel Omer bimohi lo omer klum. Just bimohi alone is not a lashon of bimomosa. The omar mohi are ilukinuyim lishvua. But momosa, the omar mohi, right? Momosa or mohi alone. This is the way some Rishonim learn. This way Rashi seemingly would also learn. That the question is bimohi. Bimohi is not a lashon shvua, but mohi alone, right? Momosa, the omar mohi, that's a kinu l'shvua. Others learn mohi means Moshe, and mohi means what's it called, the shvua that Moshe made. So just saying bimohi with Moshe, that's not a lashon shvua, but bimumosa the omar mohi, the shvua by Yoel Moshe l'shevesa ish, they took a shvua to Yisro, making this usher to me like the shvua that Moshe made. That's a lashon shvua. But stam b'mohi b'moshe is not a lashon shvua. So those are the two ways in Rishonim. One is mohi has to do with Moshe, and just saying Moshe is not enough. You have to say the shvua that Moshe made. And b'mohi can mean also mumasa. It's a targum of shvua. But b'mohi is not lashon shvua. But mohi is yes a lashon shvua. Not a b'mohi k'mo mumasa. Okay.
So somebody just thinks to give it tzedakah.
Just thinks? Yes, so tzedakah could be different. Tzedakah could be that we learn from Hektish that what's it called? What does it say? Lev Olos. That could be that you're mechuyev to give it even if you didn't say it out. Because there's a special pasuk that says that when it comes to Hektish, it could be by tzedakah too, that even the lev, you're mechuyev to give it. But because it's already considered a hektish belave, like truma also as a didn't even belave, but that's a special halacha that over there. But to make a neder to ask or something, that surely doesn't help belave. That has to be people of the shopping. Some of them are not afraid. Right? There is machlokas bechlau whether if you say a bracha levatola, right? Whether it's shem shemayim levatola. Because the Maisi said Shevach to the Rabban Shalom. So could be, since they were Masakin, only Brachas, and here it's a Bracha, the Vatala, so Shem Shemayim Vatala. But in Shevach to the Rabban Shalom, where it's not a Bracha, for sure it's not Shem Shemayim Vatala. So it could be, since your entire context was Shevach, we're not Choshish in any of these things.